Having looked at standard work objectives, now let us explore the identification of development objectives. The assessment of performance is the backbone of the appraisal process. It helps you to identify development objectives for the individual. A development objective is one which has learning as its primary focus. There are five main types of development objective. These are behaviours that the individual should either do more of, improve upon, do less of, start doing, or continue doing. The main sources of insight into individual development needs are the individual's self-assessment, your assessment of their strengths and development needs, an analysis of the individual's contributions from customer feedback, and measurement against company criteria, for example, organisational or departmental objectives. Having set the development objectives, now let's cover addressing the development needs. This is the how. If the development objective is, for example, to improve presentation skills, then the question must be asked, how will this be achieved? It can be helpful to create levels of objectives and break the task down into smaller sub-objectives or actions, which, when combined and completed, will come together and achieve the goal. So for the example of presentation skills, we could have some sub-objectives, which are to obtain feedback by showing a draft of my presentation to my boss first and getting some coaching from the training manager. To get more practice by volunteering to present the monthly report. To overcome my nerves by talking to a mentor and learning something like relaxation techniques, etc. The key is to take the original objective and ask how it will be achieved. Capture the answers as sub-objectives and then ask how again for each of those, and so on and so forth until you have cascaded the objective down to an appropriate level of detail and can comfortably move forwards with the relevant actions. Development needs can be met in a variety of ways. The task is to find the development activity that meets the needs of the employee within both budget and an acceptable time frame. The working environment offers endless learning opportunities if they are recognised and well used. The problem is that less formal learning projects are often harder to set up and maintain and can easily be overridden by the pressures of day-to-day work. To minimise the risk of failure, you can define clearly the learning or project activity and write it down. Make a contract with the individual covering their responsibilities, the time allowed, the resources, and the success criteria. Agree a schedule of learning review sessions. Don't be overambitious. Select activities that are readily achievable. Learning opportunities. Here are some examples of learning opportunities that you could offer to your team. Delegation. Assigning new or increased responsibility and accountability is a great way for people to learn and stretch their skills. Secondment, with a temporary assignment with new job responsibilities. Project. A temporary task with new responsibilities. A structured review of their work with in-depth feedback sessions. A job enrichment or enlargement project where wider tasks and responsibilities are included within the existing job. Mentoring schemes which involve discussions with an organisational aunt or uncle, someone who is very knowledgeable about the organisation's business. Coaching programmes involving detailed guidance on how to improve performance. Shadowing schemes, watching how other people perform in their role. Community involvement projects, and online learning. Distance learning, using the computer at times to suit the individual and the workload. Just like we're doing now, in fact.